kind of guys were Herm Edwards and John Fox colleagues.
Oh, great guys.
Yeah.
Again, I should have played DB, right? I've been head coach. But they were really good guys.
Yeah.
Again, very good football players. And Herman was such a competitor. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just the highest level. You love him as a coach.
You guys keep in touch still?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And then, you know, again, I worked for Herman as offensive coordinator at Kansas City. Right. So, yeah, Herman's an outstanding coach and an outstanding person.
Well, Mike, what's been your take? I know we talked to you when you got hired, but just working with Eric Flowers, what have you focused in on?
Again, the thing about Eric, you know, again, it's just he's got a lot of ability, a lot of potential. You know, the key thing we have to do with Eric is develop that consistency. And it's exciting, you know, to work with somebody like Eric. And again, Ben's got the practice set up beautifully for different situations. And now it's just a matter of keep coaching him and keep having him ascend. The hardest thing in training camp is to be able to develop those habits and make them where you can put them to work in a game environment. So again, we're working at it every day, and we got to be able to transfer that to the preseason, to the regular season, and he's working.
How much progress have you seen from, you know, the spring till now?
Yeah, we just started. And we're improving. Small increments as a coach is what? It's never quick enough. But again, it's getting better. You know, the hard thing at this level is you got to have the pads on. It's completely different. And that's really important to get the pads on. That's the great thing about training camp. Again, we got a long ways to go. And we're coming. And they're working hard. Very good group of men that work hard.
Do you like, as a coach, for a guy like Flowers, him going up against someone as talented as Bieber?
Yeah, it's outstanding. Again, it doesn't matter who you're going against. In my opinion, like, it's faceless objects. And it doesn't matter who you go against. Why? You have to trust your techniques and fundamentals to win the championship. You got to trust your techniques. But again, obviously, there's different people that put more stress on you. Absolutely.
Guys have been coached by one guy for a long time. Have they been really receptive to?
Yeah, you know, Pat's a good coach. Pat did a nice job, and they're very receptive. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about the NFL, the player wants to know, can you help him as a coach? Can you make me a better football player? You know, and it's a matter of you being a good teacher, developing their trust, and them to apply, you know, what you're teaching to their skill set.
Mm-hmm. How different is what you ask for technique-wise?
Different. Maybe. Different.
In what regard?
Different in the sense of, again, I'm not sure if Pat's not here to compare right now.
But you've seen the guys, what they, you know. What
yeah, just it's just different. Everybody's got their own flavor. And, again, technique, details. And the guys are coming along. I mean, we are very, very specific. Aiming points, footwork, hand placement, critical. You know, execute at the highest level in the NFL, you got to be on your game. And again, it's just little things. Again, you know, what other coach does, I'm not 100% sure. You know what I'm saying? But
what about
we
you?
Are locked in.
How do you describe your technique that you ask for guys?
I think we're the highest level, technique and fundamental. I think the offensive line here, you know, when you look at them, I think you'll see a very good technique, very good fundamentals, and an unbelievable, relentless effort to finish, tremendous passion to finish. You know, in the NFL, again, offensive lines are very, very talented throughout the NFL. Great coaches. I think the difference that sets people apart is the finish. Is the finish in the NFL.
You know, nothing since Snow, but what's it like to come in as a new coach and have potentially the five guys returning from last year?
It's great. I mean, and if it wasn't the same five, it would still be great. You know, again, as a coach, you know, you don't have, you know, in the sense of exactly, you know, control of that. My job is whoever I have at that position is to coach him, so he can play at the highest level so we can win a championship. And my job is to get them to understand the fundamentals, techniques, to be detailed and specific to get the job done.
The guys on the right side have gotten a lot of scrutiny. What have you seen from them?
The right side, just like the left side, they're working hard. They're doing everything I asked of them. And again, they have experience, they're knowledgeable football players, and they're getting better. It's gonna be exciting. Now again, like I said earlier, now we gotta take this to the preseason games and right to the season, we're ready to roll.
One more question, guys.
Mike, when you talk, you talk obviously technique.
Yes.
And then you have a day like today where it's a little slower, it's walkthrough, it's a mental game, and then tomorrow Ben says you ramp it up, full pads,
right,
let's go. Does today work better for some guys that what the things that you're trying to perfect?
It doesn't matter.
Tomorrow or
yeah, great question. No, it does not matter the tempo we're going. We're always on it. We're always very specific. You got to keep our shoulders down. We got to get our hand placement right. Our footwork's got to be proper. It doesn't matter the tempo. The aiming points are always the same. The hand placement is the same. The foot patterns are always the same. You know, it just doesn't, it doesn't matter. You're always working on your technique and your skill. The key thing is to be able to focus no matter the tempo. You're setting the tempo, not the defender, as far as what pace am I going. You're always going at the same tempo so you can develop your techniques.
How would you describe the situation at right tackle? Is it Newhouse's job or is it up for grabs?
No, it's competition. It's competition. You know, it's open competition for them all. We got to get the best five players on the football field. You know, right now, Marshall is working with that first unit. But again, you know, we got guys that are working and they're competing at that spot. And again, you know, that's what the preseason games were for, you know, as you work into it. But yeah, it's competition. And Ben's told everybody on the football team it's competitive.